My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Well, well, well. October the 9th, Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Cullen Steele bringing it till 8 p.m. this evening. Tons to get into. Obviously, the big news of the day. Get those rattles ready for Sunday in the Superdome. Spencer Rattler, the starting quarterback for the Saints. Dennis Allen named him over Jake Haener today after the team went through a walkthrough session. Looking at the team's injury report, going into this Sunday matchup against the division rival. Pretty lengthy right now. You got Taysom Hill, Cesar Ruiz, Peyton Turner, Alvin Kamara, Derek Carr, Lucas Patrick, Will Harris, Pete Werner, and Rashid Shaheed all not practicing with injuries. Limited was Willie Gay, the linebackers dealing with a hand issue. And designated for return, a full go, positive to see, Kendra Miller, who looked like he might have been on track last week to get on the field, but they decided to hold him back just a little bit longer, get him ready for this matchup, making sure he's ready for the NFC South leader, I should say co-leader in Tampa Bay. They both have 3-2 records, them and the Atlanta Falcons currently right now. And the Saints, man, going into this matchup Sunday, you hate to say must-win scenarios. I feel like every week in the NFL is a must-win, but looking at the situation right now of having dropped three games in a row, you have a division opponent coming into your house. A win Sunday puts you back at even Stevens on the season, 3-3, and you don't fall behind the pack too far with Atlanta and Tampa Bay. Like I said, right now, leading the way at 3-2, hopefully can drop the Buccaneers down to 3-3 on the season and then root against those Falcons also. But man, oh man, the Saints, pretty big exciting news. I know a lot of people obviously down about the three-game losing skid to, you know, after getting out the gate so hot with this team, that 2-0 start, the offense looked like it was unstoppable. Well, not so much the last three games. The previous two, I'll say at least, were close matchups that the Saints coughed up in the end. This game, though, against Monday Night Football in Kansas City was not even close for the Saints. The score made it appear a lot closer than the game actually was. We know the Saints were outscored, outgained, and really just outcoached and outcoached and outplayed with roster-wise in that matchup. But now you got a little bit of a juice going into this game. Obviously, like I said, it's an NFC South opponent. You get up for them. Everyone talks about they count, you know, twice because it is a matchup against your division rival that you can mean so much at the end of the season. We saw it with the tiebreaker scenarios with the Saints and Buccaneers a year ago. So the Saints don't want to get too far in those division standings. Right now, they've beaten the Carolina Panthers, lost to the Atlanta Falcons, had this one against the 3-2 Buccaneers trying to even up their record on the year as well. To, you know, not look as bad as being 2-4. 3-3 sure sounds a lot better. And the excitement's got to be there from fans with Spencer Rattler coming to the mix. A lot of folks were clamoring for him in training camp. They were excited what he brought to the team in the preseason action. Obviously, we know that arm talent is very evident for him to drop down to that fifth-round pick, and I think has a lot of folks excited what he possibly could be. And, well, now we'll get a taste of it. Unfortunately, Derek Carr dealing with that oblique issue that's got him on the shelf. They're saying for this game on Sunday and possibly spilling over into Thursday night since it is such a short week and you got the Denver Broncos coming to town. I will say at least one bonus for the Saints. At least both these games are at home and they don't have to travel for either of them. But that's neither here nor there with these injuries right now as they try and get on the healthier side of things. Derek Carr going down last game, and he mentioned that it really wasn't so much the hit but was the throw that he ended up injuring with that oblique issue. And we'll have to wait and see just how long it does take. We're expecting two games. Could it be longer? Maybe. And we'll see how the rookie Spencer Rattler does in his his absence, if he can step up to that challenge, because man, oh man, obviously immense on the board for this team right now with a division rival, like I keep saying, with this Tampa Bay Buccaneers squad. They know this Saints squad pretty well. And just going up against an offensive line right now, we know that the Saints have had their issues with injuries there. Maybe we can get Cesar Ruiz in the mix this week after he's been dealing with a knee injury, still on the do not practice side of things, though, today. And Lucas Patrick also do not practice for you at center guard depth with him. Just looking at your depth issues all along that offensive line, obviously bringing a quarterback in that's a little bit more mobile and a Spencer Rattler will hopefully help out in that scenario. But you know that the offensive, the game plan, the defensive game plan, I should say, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are probably going to be a load the box and dare, you know, a guy like Spencer Rattler to beat you. And obviously keeping him contained, because I did mention the guy is so adept at, you know, getting outside the pocket, being able to tuck and run the football. I think he had 7 touchdowns over the past 2 seasons with the Gamecocks. Over the last 2 years there with South Carolina, and just a guy I mentioned, you see him at practice, that arm ability for him definitely stands out, quite the wind up to it, and when he releases it, it's like a cannon fire. The Cajun cannon would probably appreciate that. It's like a cannon coming out of there, and is just able to spin that football. It looks beautiful coming out. Hopefully the accuracy will not be an issue. You know that's going to be tested. You figure Tampa Bay is going to be coming with tons of pressure on him to dare him to throw that ball a little bit earlier. But you do have to watch out for, like I mentioned, that escapability, that mobility factor with Rattler, that he is able to run, extend the play, or just run and get the yardage for you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I want to hear everybody's opinions right now on this big moment for the Saints, going to a rookie quarterback, year one for the Saints, a 5th-round pick for them out of South Carolina. Oakenheart Jewelers talking text lines 504-260-1870. You can sound off there. I see Mitchell in Covington already on the line. Mitchell, how you feeling about this Rattler move for the Saints over Jake Haener?
You know, Steve, as a Saints fan, watching this team for the past 3 years under Dennis Allen's head coaching tenure, you wonder when he's going to make a right decision about something. And I think this is the first time that has happened. A lot of things and circumstances beyond the team's control with how many injuries there are. But, you know, this is an aging team, and we've been an aging team for almost 10 years now. And so it is actually starting to show its age significantly. So to have a young, fresh quarterback like Spencer Rattler, and for Coach Allen to finally take the step and say, we're not going to start Haener, we're going to start Rattler, because we have seen that he brings more to the table. And that's no knock on Haener. I think he's a serviceable quarterback too.
Right.
But from what we've seen with Rattler in the preseason alone, just the buzz being in the Superdome, that Titans preseason game, it was like Drew Brees was back in the dome. That's how electric the crowd felt. I think the city feels it. I'm not saying that he is going to be the next Drew Brees. We haven't seen him play a snap of regular season professional football. But the fact that they're willing to take this chance, and the fact that they are able to finally see what this kid can do, it's very hopeful. We haven't felt like this in a long time. Well, we felt it weeks 1 and 2, but, you know, I guess right. Those were a fluke at this point. I don't know. But it is very exciting, and I am thrilled to just be a part of the fandom right now. I just think it's so exciting finally have something fresh.
I definitely feel you, Mitch, and I think that's the exact thing right now with the Saints fans is obviously the start to the season, everybody's riding high, pie in the sky, everything's going great. And then the last 3 games, we've seen the offense struggle a bit. And obviously this past matchup against Monday Night Football in Kansas City was just a total gut punch, because I felt like both sides of the ball, really nothing was getting going. and obviously an injury to your starting quarterback that kind of puts a big damper on things. But the excitement around Spencer Rattler, and we've talked about this before the injury just to Derek Carr, because fans, a lot of fans wanted to see Rattler early on, and they were hoping things didn't go necessarily right so the rookie would get a chance. And you mentioned Dennis Allen now making this choice. You feel this is the right choice right now. We'll definitely see Sunday of him getting some experience in a real game action, but the excitement around Rattler is definitely there. You can't explain it. I think Charlie Long said it best one of the days we were talking about it. It's just something about Spencer Rattler. He has that aura about him. It's that attitude, that swag factor, whatever you want to say. He definitely has it. You feel it. You see it. And I think to a certain degree, obviously, the players feel that too, and they react off of it. You got to have confidence in yourself to be a quarterback in any, you know, college, high school, pro football. So to be able to carry yourself with that on the field, I think definitely goes a long way. And interested to see this week, what can Rattler do now in this offense? Obviously, a brand new scheme for him. I said it was kind of familiar from some of the things he did at South Carolina with Clint Kubiak's running. But with the state of the Saints right now, the offensive line, definitely the biggest concern for me of giving him enough time. The good news is we'll go back to his mobility, the able to create with his feet, and I feel like he's going to need that definitely going against a Tampa Bay Bucs squad familiar with the black and gold, and that are a division rival is going to be coming hard and heavy for him to test that inexperience. Luckily, it'll be in the Superdome, so the Saints will have, and Spencer Rattler will have the crowd around him as well, but that Bucs defense, I can imagine, is going to be a tough matchup, even though they did not look impressive at all against the Atlanta Falcons. I was actually shocked on how bad I felt like the Bucs defense didn't look like they were trying in that game. I hate to say something like that on a football team, but just the tackling was sloppy. A lot of guys just standing and looking in open space at certain spots. It didn't make any sense to me. Hopefully that kind of their failures continue on the defensive side of the ball against this Saints offense. And Saints team looking for any kind of spark right now. Three losses in a row, division rival, and so crucial just to get back to even on the season in this matchup against a NFC South team that has been on top the division the past 3 years, so it'd be nice to knock them off as well. Dennis Allen made the announcement today. Spencer Rattler will be that guy under center Sunday for the Saints against Tampa.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.